On June 21, 1947, my wife Virginia and I were married in a small Presbyterian church in Neola, Iowa. Population, 900 people. That morning, Virginia walked around in the neighborhood gathering flowers to decorate the church. The night before, she had gone to the church and washed the dishes and the silverware in preparation for the reception in the church basement following the wedding. Just before the ceremony, she walked to my parents' home, slipped into her wedding dress, and came back to the church to join the wedding party. We gathered at the front of the church with the best man, maid of honor, and the other attendants. We repeated our vows, the pastor gave a short sermon, and pronounced us man and wife. And with that pronouncement, my legal standing was changed. Up until that day, I'd been a single man, but now I was legally married. And in a sense, that's a clear picture of what the Apostle Paul tells us about our new life in Christ. In Romans chapter 5, verse 1, he declares, "Therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ." Now, it's interesting to note that the word justification is not from the field of theology, but from the field of law. Justification can best be defined as the legal act of God by which God simply declares the sinner righteous based on the perfect righteousness of Jesus Christ. We are made righteous by a declaration of God. And with that declaration, our standing before God is changed. Before God declared me justified in His sight, I was a sinner, separated from God. But when I came to Christ, who died on the cross to pay the penalty for all of my sins, I was clothed in the righteousness of Christ. I was pronounced righteous in His sight. Now, justification and forgiveness are like two sides of a coin. Forgiveness is the cancellation of sin. Justification is the gift of righteousness. Forgiveness is negative, the removal of condemnation. Justification is positive, the bestowing of righteousness based on being in Christ. Friend, isn't it comforting to know God has not only forgiven you, He has also declared you righteous? And this righteousness is not based on your efforts, it's based on the perfect plan of God. Count on this truth as you walk daily as a disciple of Jesus Christ. For the Navigators, this is Leroy Imes.